Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
This is Dr. Shaheen Safarian. I want to welcome you to the eighth podcast episode of the Seven Figure Dental Practice. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the perception that consumers or society has about dentists. And I think many consumers think that we are very rich people and we live a very lavish lifestyle. And, you know, our fees are to pay for, you know, our Porsche or our, you know, extravagant 3-week European getaway or, you know, to buy a multi-million dollar home. And it's unfortunate that there is that disconnect because, yes, although there are some very successful dentists that have all of those things and more, that's not the majority. That's a smaller percentage than what is believed by society as far as how dentists live. And we have to understand that, yes, our winning cases or our more extravagant cases are the cosmetic cases, but that's not what always walks into our practice. And, you know, as much as those are home runs for a dental practice for the day, whether they're 8-unit cases or full mouth cases, it's just that something that's not too commonplace in most dental practices on a daily basis. So with that said, one of the challenges that we have is the consistency of producing and collecting on a daily basis. You know, it's just like an athlete, you know, that's playing pro sports. You want them to be consistent day in and day out, and that allows them to be at that level. It's the same thing in business. You have to establish an opportunity or a way that your business is consistent. Maybe one day you get an 8-unit cosmetic case and you produce, you know, whatever your fees are, $10,000 to $15,000 for that case. But maybe there are other days where you still need to produce that $8,000 to $10,000 and you're doing quadrant dentistry. So how do you position yourself to be consistent? How do you position yourself to make sure that your chair or your chairs are producing? And that's one of the challenges as a business owner is to understand that every day you need to be, you know, providing numbers. And in order to have that lavish lifestyle, that's got to be the ultimate goal. And the best way that you can accomplish that is, obviously there are many things that need to happen, within the practice, and my program talks about all of them. But the best way is to have the ability to connect with your patient. Certainly, you know, and we talk about this a lot, is that you have to market or, you know, the phone's got to ring and you got to get people in the door, which is a different discussion. But once the person is in the door, now it's all about the experience. It's all about the interaction. It's all about the camaraderie. It's all about the relationship, right? The trust and the value that that individual has in your practice. There are many times that a patient walks into my practice today that, you know, how can I say, they kind of came in not realizing that they had some dental problems. We deal with this many times, you know, recurrent decay, patient has no pain, chronic infection, patient has no pain. Make sure you're taking proper x-rays so you can identify these things. You know, you have to be able to, you can't be an office where you're just taking bite wings every year where patients have, you know, crowns and root canals and potentially have infections that you're missing because you're just taking bite wings once a year. And then once every 3 or 5 years, you're taking PAs. So make sure you're taking the proper x-rays. You have to be able to identify those things. And that's one of the one of the important aspects of training your team is to say, look, if you take a bite wing and there's a crown on the tooth or a crown and a root canal on the tooth, just take a PA. And quite frankly, all of you should have a panoramic ability or panoramic x-ray in your office and be able to take panels. And we take many panels on our patients, but you have to have this ability to identify issues with patients that are walking into your practice and have no pain. And x-rays are very valuable in that process. So don't shortchange your business by not taking the proper x-rays and by not having the proper technology to identify and try to help and treat the patients at a higher level. And many offices these days are now going into CBCT and taking 3D imaging, which is certainly, you know, if you have the capability and the training and the finances to make that investment, it's certainly a wise move. Thank you for listening in to this episode, and I look forward to seeing you at my future episodes.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.